Hello, Tammy. This is Michael, and I'm calling from the National Opinion Surveys, and when I'm conducting an opinion survey, I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet that includes print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And now, first of all, of course, you're in a safe place where you can talk openly on your phone without a problem, correct?
Yeah.
Great. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm a Black American.
Okay. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or 50-50?
I always vote.
Okay, would that be considered definitely or
yes,
probably?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, great. And just to hopefully you don't mind, what is your age?
I am 60 years old.
Okay, and I'm right behind you. Okay, now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November of 2024 on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year. 10 means that you're extremely motivated. You may use a number between 0 and 10. From 0 and 10, how motivated are you to
vote? So 10, it means that if I'm definitely motivated to vote. Okay.
Yes, 10 is extremely.
10.
Okay, great. Now, generally speaking, how close would you say that you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Would you say very close, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not
very
closely
close
at all?
Very close.
Okay, great. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Is that a strong Democrat or not too strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm not, okay, you said, what's my options again?
Very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Okay, now, when you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what is to blame? Big business and corporate price gouging and greed? The Federal Reserve raising interest rates, the Biden administration and their policies, Republicans in Congress, or the COVID pandemic? Who would you blame?
Big business.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their members of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. Use 10 if it's the most important. 5 would be somewhat important.
Okay, can you repeat the question? You said what
yes.
Now, how what?
Yes. I'm going to read a list of different issues.
I know, just repeat the question, that's all.
Yes, okay, great. Now, from 0 to 10, how important are the issues that your member of Congress should focus on? I'm going to ask you quickly here from 0 to 10 how important it is. And I'm going to read the first one. Making sure that corporations pay their fair share of taxes. From 0 to 10, how important that is to you? From 0 to 10.
For Congress to do it?
No. Yes, that you want to Congress to focus on. You're a member of Congress.
Eight.
Okay, great. Now, the next one is this. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs. From 0 to 10, how important that is to you?
10, lowering it.
Okay. Making college more affordable from 0 to 10. How important is that to you?
10.
Okay. Ensuring
that's
that
the highest, right?
Yes, 10 is the highest. Now, the next one is this. Ensuring that voting rights of all citizens are protected from 0 to 10. How important is that to you?
10.
Okay. Protecting Social Security and Medicare from 0
10.
To 10. Okay. Improving K-12 education. From 0 to 10, how important is that to you? Okay. Now, moving along, switching gears a little bit, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Do you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations. using a scale of 0 to 100, in which 100...
How many more questions is this?
We're 80% already, so we're almost done.
Okay, now, go ahead.
100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. That's 100.
What was that question again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it says, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale of 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel.
100, because I want everybody to win. To win.
Yeah, but I'm going to ask you right now about the organization. Black PAC, Black PAC, from 0 to 100, how important is that to you?
Who? What is it again?
Black PAC, PAC, Black PAC.
You mean Black
PAC, PAC, Papa Alpha Charlie. Now, if you never heard of the organization, you could...
No, I've never heard of them.
Okay, great. Marianne Williamson from 0 to 100. Marianne Williamson. Have you heard of that
person?
You're talking
about the author?
It says Marianne Williamson.
The author?
I guess I assume that's the author. From 0 to 100.
Okay, just ignore her. Don't go to the next one.
Okay, great. Now, the next one quickly here. It's Donald Trump from 0 to 100.
I hate Donald Trump. What are you talking about? Zero.
Oh, okay.
What
about MAGA Republicans from 0 to 100?
Zero.
Okay, what about Tim Scott from 0 to 100?
I don't know that person.
Okay, not a problem. What about Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
He gets 100.
Okay. Now, we're moving forward here because we're almost done. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, if the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
What's the other guy's name?
Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden.
What party is Cornel West?
It just says Cornel West, the name. If you haven't heard of him, that's fine. But would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden? Would you vote for
Cornel West? Can I ask you a question? Is Cornel West black?
Yes.
I'd vote for him.
Okay. Now, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Now thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's staying about the same.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you two statements. Please tell me which statement you agree with. The first statement, A, says this. Some people say that the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America is taken away from the attention needed to focus on securing the rights of African-American community. That's a statement A. Statement B says this. Other people say that the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America affects African-Americans too, that we have to fight back against all these attacks. Do you agree with statement A or statement B?
First of all, we don't got to fight back for nothing, and gays got the same right we got. So that question is ridiculous anyway, but...
Do you agree with statement A or statement B?
I don't even understand either one of those questions.
Okay, not a problem.
Okay. I'm going to get off the phone now.
We're already done. We're at 99%.
No, I'm through. Some of my answers helped you. I'm just driving to the restaurant.
When you have two more?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm through.
Have you seen Red or She or her anything?